Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
I've been reading all your press clippings and listening to tapes of your shows for weeks. And you're really something. You're very funny.
I try to amuse.
I listen to your show all the time. I think you're a sick, foul mouth, disgusting man. And you make people really nauseous 365 days a year.
Man, you're so funny, man. That's why I love to listen to your show. That's why all the kids listen to you, man. Plus, you know, these goons push you around. You know, all the kids listen to you. You are the best thing on the radio!
We're going to go to a message. I'll be right back after I shoot up.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And hello, 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 and welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, Magic Matt, and our good friend Todd Sheets in the Batcave. And without going any further with anything else, I would like to start tonight's show with something. Let's hope this works correctly, because you know, let me do this right here. I have little news to report. I want to take you on a trip to the future here, if you don't mind.
You have just won
$250 million.
Powerball Lotto. Powerball Lotto.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen of our listening audience, I have in my hands this week's Powerball winning numbers. They are as follows: 17, 23, 33, 41, and 50 for my quick pick numbers. And the Powerball number, which coincidentally is the same Powerball number that I picked in the pool at work, although this was a quick play, this was not picked by me, 26, which is Presley Lorraine's birthday, February 6th. I, by the time this show is released, will be the grand prize winner of approximately $250,000. And I want you guys to know, Matt, how are you today?
I'm doing all right.
Good to have
Not
you here.
As well as you, it sounds
No, I'm happy to be rich. And I want Todd to know, I am so excited to tell you, future Todd, I would like to tell you, future Todd, as future Brad, that with my Powerball winnings, the very first thing I plan to do is to purchase Jackalope Radio from you for, listen to this, $1. I plan to purchase Jackalope Radio for what it's worth, $1. But I will take over the bills. And what I'm going to do when I take over those bills is I'm going to cancel all of the bills, okay? And I'm going to turn Jackalope Radio into an amusement park. Looking forward to that.
Wow, I can't wait.
Yes, it's going to be fantastic. No, you know what? Better yet, Asian massage parlor. That's what it would go right really well with the doctor's office right here. So
we know all the rules. Yeah, so
we know.
Why not?
Exactly. It's funny because I pulled that out of my satchel. Do people still have satchels? I pulled the Asian massage parlor stuff that we did a couple of weeks ago out of my briefcase, and I was like, okay, do I need to keep this in the show briefcase, or do I just need to go ahead and get rid of it? And I was like, if I get rid of it, I need to put it in recycling. There's a chance the wife might see it. But I did it anyway.
Does she rummage through the recycling?
No, well, you never know about her sometimes. But no, I did put it in the recycling. Didn't think that we were going to need it anymore. Plus, I know where to find it if I need to. So, yes, Jackalope will be called Jackalope Massage here this weekend. And we will find every Kansas City Asian woman we can, even if they're a two-bagger. We'll go ahead and get them here as well. And now, Todd, you want to tell people real quickly, and Matt, I know you'll find this interesting because you're such a big fan of the studio since you're here every week. You're going to now have us moved again. This will be the third room we will have done a show from.
Well, moving on up, buddy. You know, good enough for the Jeffersons, good enough for us. We are moving across the other side of the building, actually. And it's going to be kind of cool because we're going to have a corner, an outside front corner, which will be really nice.
Outside front corner.
You know, right over there where I could put the banners and people can see us from actually right out there by the main road instead of kind of behind the building where we are now.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing exactly what you're talking about. Now, Matt, you and I have been around a lot of shysters in our life. And I know Todd pretty well. And while I know that in his heart of hearts, he's an honest man, sometimes he oversells a little bit. And I have this bad, bad feeling. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I'm not very happy about it because my parking spot is over close to the current Jackalope Studio. Yeah. And now I'm going to have to find another one on the other side of the building.
Exactly. Where are we going to park? Where are we going to park? Because I like parking right here. Where am I going to park? Talk to me.
You're still going to park here. You're just going to come in, go upstairs, and go to the other corner instead of this one.
Okay.
Got to walk all the way over there.
Ooh.
It's closer to the elevator, so Brad won't have to use his feet.
Oh, well, that's good, Matt. Elevator.
All right. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. We're good then.
I love elevators because I feel like I'm playing Max Payne. So very cool. All right. All right. So new studio. And when are we going to have this done exactly? Do we know yet? Do we have an approximate date? If you could help me out with that instead of doing whatever you're doing on
your
computer.
September 1st.
That's just a few weeks away. You know that, right?
I do.
Okay. And you're going to move the Bat Cave? How do you move a room exactly? Can you explain that to people?
It's going to be a time-consuming process that's going to happen in overnight.
Okay. Are you going to get some help?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good.
You could offer to help if you'd like.
Boy.
Yeah.
Look at the time.
Out of town. You know, we got some we didn't talk about the show schedule yet.
We're going to be on the road that weekend.
We're going to be doing a live remote. That's right.
Well, it's a holiday weekend, too, so that's real bad.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, that's tough.
Uh-huh.
But I know that that Griff and Tim will help you out, so I'm very sure of that.
They will.
So, all right, don't yawn. Why are you so tired?
No rest, man. Air conditioner's going out in the heat of the summer, and you know how it is.
No, I don't really care.
I know you don't.
So when I win the Powerball, I just want you to know, as you're listening to the show, I am in the process right now of signing that deal. I'll tell you what. I'll go one step further. Okay, I will pay your credit cards off because I guarantee you they're maxed.
You're the man.
Yeah, I will do it. That's fair, right, Matt?
It's more than fair.
That's the greatest thing ever.
But since it's going to be my Jackalope massage parlor, I get free handies whenever I want them. Whenever I want them.
Sounds like a plan.
I guess I don't need to work that out with him. I need to work it out with somebody else. So.
Yeah, I don't think you'd want to work it out with him.
No, I don't. That's true. Hey, Matt, real quick, I got to ask this about the Olympics because I know now sometime you're going to explain to me the soccer clock because you've admitted to me too that the soccer clock really F's you up and it has in the past. And it really confuses me. If I'm not mistaken, the gold medal final by the time this show is released will be over with. That is Thursday night. Is that correct?
Correct. Thursday afternoon. Those of us in the States.
Okay. But tell me this. I'm watching I get up this morning and the TV is on and Presley likes to watch the Olympics. So the Olympics are on and it's some sport. My wife goes, what the hell sport is this? And I looked at the TV and I go, I have no idea. And all I could come up with on Twitter was it's either called basketer, like, you know, a cross between basketball and soccer, or soccer ball or socket. It was this weird look at what the hell was it? I know you know what I'm talking about.
No, I didn't see that.
It's the strangest thing. They move the ball around like they're playing basketball. I don't think they dribble, but they pass it around. And then there is a guy standing in front of a net as a goalie. And it's a net that's probably it's bigger than a hockey net, but I would say it's not as large as a soccer net.
And field hockey, was it?
But doesn't field hockey have anything besides just a bunch of guys in their hands and a ball?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
they have sticks
is that all
it or something?
Yeah, they've got sticks.
No, there's no sticks or anything.
Really?
That's why it resembled basketball and soccer. And I was too lazy to look it up. I have no idea what it was. I wanted to call it basketball, but obviously that's a movie and a, you know, as some other sport. But it looked like some cross between basketball and soccer. I have no idea what it was. And it was like the score was like 34-33. And it was like the game was still going. The clock was counting all effed up like soccer. And,
really?
Yeah. And so it was some European thing, clearly. And I don't know. And they would throw the ball, and more often than not, they would get a goal. You know, but the goalie is like trying to stop it all the time. But it's like the goalie is a lot less successful in this game than he is in hockey or soccer. So
really,
yeah,
that's interesting. Because I, what was it? It wasn't handball, was it? No,
oh,
that's inside.
How's handball played?
Was it inside?
Yeah.
Yeah,
think,
it might have been handball.
Is that what it's called? Just handball?
I think it's called handball.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm almost positive.
Seriously, that game, no doubt you and I could play that and be superstars.
What is there to some of these events?
What,
there's like trampoline.
Look.
There's the trampoline.
There's a trampoline event?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's, you know, the same trampoline like you've got in your backyard. They were showing that the other night. And then they had Sean White in studio with Bob Costas right after it was over. And Bob Costas was like trying to get Sean White to talk about the trampoline and how difficult it was. And Sean White's like, no, what we do is hard.
Oh, interesting. You know, there are definitely sports that you and I could handle. And in the Winter Olympics, curling, you know, is a great sport. And, my fondest memories of curling are on a PlayStation. Years and years ago, I was at a guy's house, and we were drinking lots of beer, smoking lots of cigars, and playing Winter Olympics on his PlayStation or Xbox or Nintendo or whatever it was. And curling's cool, you know?
You know, it's actually a bigger deal than hockey in Canada, supposedly.
Isn't that weird?
That is.
Strange. Strange.
See, that's another example of Canada just being backwards.
Yeah. No, it's true.
No offense, Canada.
It's true. It's true.
No way, offense, Canada.
No,
I mean
exactly. Eh? Exactly.
Take off.
We have to move forward with something. Last week on the show, I mentioned briefly that you and I got together last week because we did get together last week and had lunch. Nothing earth shattering happened. It was just a nice time to get together. But I also listened to Todd squeak in there. Do you hear him squeaking?
Yeah,
gotta get some WD-40 for him.
Sure can.
God, I keep saying that. I never do. I did something that I figured, you know, in the past, I come in, I talk about my trips, I give you the stories. Some of them are funny. I walk Breaking Bad style, you know. And this time I decided to do something that I'd done a while back when I was in Des Moines, Iowa. This time I was in Omaha, and I decided to record some stuff while I was in the car via my digital recorder. So if you don't mind, Matt, why don't we just go ahead? I'm going to get this thing set up so that I can pause it if we need to. But it's kind of long, so, you know, make notes if you have little things you want to throw in for the times that I do pause it. That way you can just kind of drop them in there. And otherwise, we want to keep this thing moving or we'll be here all night. So here I am last week, I guess, in Omaha, Nebraska.
Hey, everybody. It's Brad here. Thank you for joining me from Omaha, Nebraska, or as I like to call it, Homoha. And I am here doing a couple of things. First of all, I wanted to tell you about my morning experience. Bad enough that I needed extra coffee today. I happen to have another Starbucks story. I got to the Omaha area and decided that I needed some more coffee, so I stopped at a Starbucks because, unfortunately, I do have a liking for Starbucks coffee. Yeah, a little bit expensive, but when it's on the company dime...
Hello.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So, I stopped at Starbucks and ordered myself a breakfast sandwich, which I didn't need, and also a Grande Pike's Roast. That's my favorite Starbucks coffee. I got it, and I took a swig, and I said to the guy, "That's Pike's?" And he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Okay." Just didn't taste right. Pike actually has this very strong, bitter taste to it. Very acidic. And I like it. A little goes a long way, but I do like it. So it just didn't taste right. It tasted watered down to me. And came back out to my car and took a few more drinks. And I was like, this still doesn't taste right. And I ate my breakfast sandwich and drank a little more coffee and went out and did some things, and a little frustrated by it, but I thought, well, you know, it must have been the location, just must have been the brew job. Somebody screwed up, and that's new terminology for BJ. It's a brew job. Bad brew job. BBJ. Bad brew job. Wait, is that right? Yeah, BBJ. Double BJ. A double BJ. There you go.
Jesus.
Anyway, so, by the way, I'm sitting in my car right now with the air conditioner on, so if you hear any background noise, that's why. Using my special Digitel recorder. And so anyway, I made a few sales calls, you know.
Hello.
And did my thing, and I came back, and it had been a while since I'd had, you know, any drink or anything, and I came back, and I tasted the coffee, which by now had gotten a little bit cold, and I realized that it tasted fine now. And after a while, I kind of started to back up in the old brain and realized that before I drank it the first time around, I had had a strong piece of Wrigley's 5 gum. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, don't chew a strong piece of gum before tasting coffee that you like, because I got news for you, especially if it's the cobalt version of Wrigley's 5. It made my coffee taste bad and made me question that it was even the right coffee. My stupidity, because later, after the gum was off my breath, it tasted fine. So
I'm such an idiot. I mean, just to complete, and you're a peppermint gum kind of guy yourself, you said, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, you know, you have to realize that it affects the taste of things, especially something as, you know, strange tasting as coffee. So idiot me, I guess. So any other comments so far?
Well, you know, when you're on the road, you kind of turn into Peter King.
Well, why? Because I ramble on about stupid stuff. Oh, talking
like
about coffee.
Minutes, 5 minutes talking about coffee.
Yeah, at three. But
I was waiting for you to get into a funny story about Colt McCoy or something.
Really
like that.
Probably a lot better if I just did it this way, wouldn't it? Put that behind. Let me talk.
You should. Yep.
I'm an idiot. Another Starbucks story for you there. Only this one was not a dream, but was a reality.
Good so, God. All right. So, anything else, smartass?
No, that'll do.
Okay, let's go.
So, it's 12:45 now in Omaha, Nebraska, and I'm going to do something that I did here a little over a year ago in Des Moines, Iowa. I am going to play the radio in Omaha and see what kind of tunes they're playing during lunchtime. So let's go ahead right now. We'll start on what used to be Sweet 98 and is now Q98.5 in Omaha. Here we go. Let's see what's on.
Hey.
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 I know who that is.
Yeah, listen. I'm going to talk here soon.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, the RDS info is not working, but if I'm not mistaken, that is one of Matt's favorite bands.
I told you.
Help me out here. What's their name? They sound like Kings of Leon. A little bit. Here we go.
Watch, I'm going to get it.
Am I supposed to answer? Pretend
no,
you?
No, listen. No. I'm going to get it. Hang on. There's two of me talking. Confusing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I had to think about it for a minute. It's a euphemism for dying. Need to breathe. That's right. That's the name of the band. Need to breathe, unlike poor Ryan Reynolds buried in a box. But so that's on Q98.5 here in Omaha. We're going to move on here. End of the song. We'll see what they play next, shall we? If this song ever ends. I know Matt's right now on the show getting his jollies.
Q98.5 Omaha's modern hit music. Make sure you're listening between now and 2 o'clock for your chance to win an invite into our launch party for the Bud Light Port Paradise Music Festival. When you hear the sound, that's when you call in.
Post it, baby.
Here's the rest.
Wow. Okay, so she... forget about say it when you play it, because she didn't even say what the song was that just played. That was bad, because I know it's a current new song. And then she didn't say the call letters as she ended her talking, which is okay, but sometimes you like to do that, especially if I'm listening.
Remember that all the CDs we used to get back at the station would say, when you play it, say it?
Say, oh, yeah.
Say it when you play it. Had stickers all over it and everything. And yep. If I'm not mistaken, that's a current song, right? by them?
Danny California or whatever it's
no,
called?
Need to Breathe. No, the Need to Breathe song.
Need to Breathe
their
song. I thought you were talking about the...
Yeah, that's a current single, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's
well, you know what?
Upcoming album, I think, that one.
No, that's an older song of theirs.
Oh, that's an older one?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. All right, well, then I stand corrected. Let's move on. Brad's an idiot once again.
So if I'm the PD, I'm hotlining her. okay, let me see what else I can find here. Let's see here. I should just hit scan here. Bear with me here. Whoops. Damn it. Pushed the wrong button. KGOR 99.9 Super Hits.
I'm reading the RDS when I do that.
This song is called Your Smiling Face.
And who sings that, Todd? Who sings that song, please?
I don't know.
Okay. I know.
Matt, who sings that song?
Neil Young.
You're very close. It's another very common name.
It's so old, neither Matt nor I know what it is. James Taylor, maybe?
James Taylor.
James
yeah.
Taylor it is.
There you go.
Okay.
Close.
Very well. Let's move on before we all hurl. Okay, whatever that is, it's bad. Let's go to the next one. Okay. Happy for you, you can see. Very good. Let's move on.
It's really hard. Right.
This song, or this, I should say, station, is 90s. It's actually 101.9, formerly The Edge here in Omaha. They're in commercials right now. They're now called The Big O. That's right, 101.9, The Big O. Oh, their positioner is 80s, 90s, whatever. That's right. Sounds to me like Mark Hahn came up with that. It was probably Joe Crane who came up with that one there. K95. That's right. It's the Big O 101.9. Say, oh, another commercial.
80s, 90s, and yeah. Whatever.
The following is a test. And by the way, their call letters are K-O-O-O. Coup. Oh, emergency alert system.
Here we go. Here we go. Tornado! Beep, beep.
2, 3. Over.
Just heard are used in the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
They had just gone to the emergency alert system when I left radio. It was still the EBS, and they were switching over to the EAS. And it used to be, did you ever have to do an emergency broadcast system test, Matt?
No, I don't think so.
I think they used to schedule them during the day. They didn't want the part-timers screwing them up. So they did them during the day, during the week. And
I've been talked down to as a part-timer in a long time.
Oh, well, you know, we got to set you back in your place.
Jeez,
and all you had to do was push these two buttons at one time or one button or something. That's all it was, really. And I never had to set off the EBS or the EAS for an actual emergency. Because as you know, if this were an actual emergency, you would be notified where to take cover for the bombs. So
there's nothing I feared more than having an emergency while I was running the station.
Oh.
Nothing.
Believe me, I understand completely.
I get all sweaty thinking about it still.
I understand. BJ, what the hell's going on there? Ted, I don't know. Huge nuclear explosion. I got nothing. All right, let's move on here. Let's see.
Hello.
Oh,
the Big O, we play 80s, 90s, and whatever you want. There's another song we chose at thebigo1019.com.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Song about a stripper. A peep show.
You could turn into a peep show.
The tubes.
Yeah, step right up, don't be shy.
I just figured it out. That's what we're going to do. It's going to be called the Jackalope Radio Peep Show. Do not move this Batcave. It's perfect. It's perfect. You got the glass window and everything. I love the
idea. Don't be shy. Let's move.
No, you keep your clothes on, please.
Yeah, let's move on, shall we? All right. We got the police.
The Popo.
I have no idea why I played this much of these songs. Not a clue. It's tired as
balls.
Pardon
me, I was checking my thing. This is a Star 104.5. Make sure that the recorder was still going. If it wasn't, I was going to have to shoot myself. All right, yada, yada, yada.
play a lot of modern stuff.
Yeah. I'll make mention of it here in
this
a minute.
This is 105.1. I have no idea what the call letters are or what the station's called. It's not coming up at all. You're unbelievable. EMF. Let's move on.
It's unbelievable.
Oh!
106.3 out of Lincoln, KFRX. Hit. Music. KFRX. Lincoln.
Come on, Brad. Move on, please.
Yeah, I have no idea what song that is.
Thanks,
it's
Brad.
It's creeping me out.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on an episode of Fringe.
Well, you got two sides? Yeah.
Two Brads.
Which one is I'm trying to think of what my alternative nickname would be. You know, because they had like Walternet.
Walternet,
yeah, Walternet. What do they call Olivia? I don't remember what they had them all now, and I don't know what my alternate universe name would be, and I'm not even sure. I'm going to guess that one is my alternate universe one. I'm the real me. That's the alternate universe one that we're listening to. That's
yeah.
My guess anyway, because that one's kind of retarded. So.
Oh, yeah.
Retard Lucinda. All right.
K-Pow. Wait, no, it's Cop. Cop W. K-O-P-W. Every city has to have a station like this.
The worst music ever.
Yeah.
It's not even music. I won't even use that term.
Wait.
K-Love. I got nothing.
No idea what it was.
Let's move on. Ooh, some heavy metal.
7128-8970 if you're caller 10. I'll put your name on the list.
I was intrigued. I'll tell you why here in a second. What it's all about at the Bourbon Theater on Wednesday night with Theory of a Dead Man. Caller 10 right now,
712-328-8970. You're in with Skin and the Nooner and 89.7 The River. 89.7 The River is the Metro's concert station.
I don't know, 89.7 The River, but 712 phone number, that screams Council Bluffs or somewhere in Iowa. Sounded like a college station. I mean, 89.7 FM, damn near a college station frequency, but he sounded too good to be college.
So I believe I said frequency, too, by the way. I had a little Jan Terry in me there.
Let's see what else we got. Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll come up on a good one here, I think, shortly.
Maybe not.
She was about 18 years old.
Kasha Z92. This is K-E-L-O, I think.
Is that in Sioux Falls?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
How can you have your bread if you don't eat your pudding?
I do not like this song, huh?
Used to be Z92, I think is what it is.
I get goosebumps hearing it.
I think about the meat grinding.
I have no idea what they're saying because of the British accents.
British accents confuse me. I'm jamming in my car.
So Z92. I believe it's Kello. K-E-L-O.
No, I don't know if that freaking call letter is wrong.
Let's move on.
Hey, Brad, why would they be Z92 if their call letters were K-E-L-O, dumbass?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Stand by.
This is 93.3, The Wolf.
Jeez.
Omaha's legendary.
Reading the RDS there.
RDS is so slow. Country. Of course, it's The Wolf Country. Oh,
dancing in my car again. The best part's where I'm at. Wait till you hear her in a minute.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Listen to this.
It's country music, and I'll bet $15 Matt knows this song.
This is Christian music.
Listen.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's about Jesus. Now I know Matt knows about it.
Now I need to stand. I need to correct myself. I thought about this and going back and editing through this. I would like to admit my mistake. I made fun of the wrong person there. Okay? I should have made fun of the other guy in the studio with me. This guy.
I'm a Christian person.
Because that's the guy who likes the Jesus music right there.
I'm a Christian person.
That's right.
I'm a Christian. What's wrong with my voice?
You sound a little flamey there.
I'm a Christian person.
I got one news for you here.
Don't go gay.
Okay?
I'm a Christian person.
What is that?
I'm a Christian person.
I got a problem with my voice.
Got two more minutes here. Let's get this through. So we can take a break and do something more retarded coming right up here. Hang on. No, you knew it was Jesus music, too. That's funny. I like that. How do you know that song? Who is it?
It's Casting Crowns.
See? Good for you.
Okay. I know my radio.
You're going to heaven. I love that. It's good.
Apparently, this is a Christian station.
As you know, I'm not.
Christian country. I don't know. It's like pop punk. Is it pop punk or punk pop? Pop, 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 pop.
One of Ted Mann's favorite songs back in our KG95 days. We used to have the songs that we put, they were the Power Golds. They were the ones of the P category, Matt, that came out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they were supposed to be our station signature songs. And there were always ones. Ted always thought that you couldn't play enough Huey Lewis and the News, Phil Collins and Genesis. And then there was one time where he's like, we got that song. We don't play enough. We don't play that song by Van Halen, Dance the Night Away. We should play that song as a Power Gold. And then we just played the living tar out of it for years and years.
Still do.
And probably still do. Yeah. Ooh, baby, baby.
Got a crap load of radio stations around here. Much better radio stations than they do in Kansas City, believe it or not.
It's true.
And Des Moines.
Look, I always wanted to go to Omaha from Sioux City. I just never had the balls to try. So,
96.1 The Brew. I like it. All right.
Here's Matt.
KZKX Proud Country. More country. See, I don't understand British accents, but I know every word that guy just said. I'll bet Matt knows this song.
I don't know that one.
Oh. Sounds like Kix Brooks. And he's the short one, right? Yeah, Ronnie Dunn's a tall, dopey-looking hair. Yeah.
Yep.
Good God, that's something that actually sounds worse than Rascal Flatts. All right, at 98.5, the Q, we are back to it. And Q98.5, that's what it's called, not the Q. It'd be awesome if a radio station called themselves the Orgasm, the Big Orgasm. Anyway, so for now, I've done this enough. By the way, I've been doing this in a McDonald's parking lot. I'm getting lots of stares, believe it or not. But I need to go find myself some lunch. I am going to cut loose. Now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
And there you have it, Matt. There you have it. Any comments in 10 seconds?
No.
Okay, good. I think we've probably commented enough.
I think we got it covered.
Let's take the break, and we'll bring in our friends Lou and Amy, because we have a very, very special presentation with them here after the break. We'll take the break, and we will be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show will be right back.
Ever had a slight headache? Or woken up with a stiff neck? Do you get cold when it's chilly?
hungry if you don't eat? I know I sure do. Until recently, I thought I was perfectly healthy. That's when my doctor told me about Pretenditrin. Pretenditrin alleviates the symptoms of MDD, or mild discomfort disorder. It changed my life, and it can change yours too. With Pretenditrin, I'm confident that whatever's not wrong with me is being treated. That's only half the story. Research has shown that good health is genetic, and I worried that what was not wrong with me could also be not wrong with my kids. So I'm relieved that now there's Pretenditrin Jr. And coming soon, Pretenditrin Pets.
Pretenditrin is not for everyone. Side effects may include nausea, dizziness, false sense of security, bleedouts, and shortness of breath.
Thanks to Pretenditrin, I can do all the things I used to be able to do, but now with the added confidence that I'm doing them while medicated. Pretenditrin. Because everybody deserves to be on something.
His favorite show guest is himself. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Matt, you did make one comment during the break, and I think you pretty much summed it up with that one comment.
The things you do to keep yourself entertained while you're on the road.
Yeah, yeah. And it's weird because that was the first day and it was my most tiring day. And for some reason, I just thought that that was a good day to do it. And so, yeah, just occupy my time, I guess. So I don't remember if it was last week or the week before we were talking about how it would be a good idea to have some of our characters read from scripts. From actual scripts. And so I thought it'd be a good idea for us to break out a very popular script, and we may have actually mentioned this on the air too, a very popular script, and bring on our good friends Lou Ferrigno and my ex-wife Amy to go ahead and do a few scenes from a very popular movie. And without actually telling people what movie it's going to be, I think they're going to figure it out. But let's just go ahead and play the music as it would start at the beginning of this movie. It's a little bit of this. And, you know, before we do that, we probably should do this first and kind of get into character, everybody. Because, Todd, are you an internal believer when it comes to acting that you need to really feel the part and be that person? Or are you more of an external director? You just don't really care, whatever, as long as they get it right.
We can make it happen.
All right, let's just go ahead and transition. Let's make it happen. Here we go. I'm going to direct Todd Sheets. I like this. All right. And roll the music. And action. And here comes some music at the beginning of the show. Cut scene to a beach. And Sandy, action.
I'm going back to Australia. I might never see you again.
Don't talk that way, Sandy. I'm giving 110%.
But it's true. I've just had the best summer of my life. Now I have to go away. It isn't fair.
Oh, they kiss.
Danny, don't spoil it.
I'm not spoiling it, Danny. I'm only making better. I'll make it better.
Danny, is this the end?
Of course not. Of course not. This is only the beginning. We give 110%.
And then, from that point on, a little more music. Little more kissing, and then suddenly, oh, hello, cut to some animation.
Oh,
a goofy little
a buzzer in the face.
Love this song. Yeah, have no idea what he's saying.
You got to sing like this. You got to hold your nose.
Okay. So, if you've figured out by now, we are doing Grease. Let's transition again with the transition sound effects on our way to the bonfire, the pep rally. I'm going to play the part of Rizzo as Peter King. Hey, Zuko, I've got a surprise for you.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah.
Sandy.
Danny.
What are you doing here? I thought you were going back.
Back to Australia.
I don't have a page.
You say, line.
Fine.
To Australia.
You know, I'm sitting here trying to get my 110%, and you guys are just messing me up.
Right,
I'm a professional.
Let's start this over. Sandy, when you say Danny, it's a question mark, okay? You say, is that Danny? Danny! Okay? And then, Danny, when you say Sandy? Okay, like you're surprised to see Sandy.
I can do that.
Okay, let's start over again here, okay? Okay, here we go. Yeah, shut up, Lou. Here we go. All right. And again, Peter King as Rizzo. Hey, Zuko, I've got a surprise for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sandy!
Danny?
Whoa, whoa. What are you doing here? I thought you were going back to Australia.
We had a change of plan.
I can't. That cool, baby. I mean, you know how I did rock and roll. Rock. Hello? Hello?
Danny?
That's not my name. Don't wear it out. Your ass, you get 110%.
What script are you reading? Wait a minute. What's
good ad living?
Come on. Yeah, Lay Lou, stick to the script. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a professional.
Let's take it from I can't. That's cool, baby. Okay, Lou? Going in action.
I can't. That's cool, baby. I mean, you know how it is, rock and rolling.
It's rocking and rolling and whatnot.
Oh. And whatnot.
Okay. Okay.
All right, want to do it again?
Try
it,
yes, please. And
I'm going to give you 120%.
Okay, let's take it. Let's
I can't. That's cool, baby. I mean, you know how it is, rock and roll and whatnot.
Danny?
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
What's the matter with you?
What about me, baby? What matter with you?
What happened to the Danny Zuko I met at the beach?
Oh, he's a little skinny guy. Look at me. I'm ripped. I do not know. I mean, maybe the two of us, right? Maybe you don't. Why don't you take out a missing person to try the Yellow Pages? I don't know.
You're a fake and a phony like Brad, and I wish I never laid eyes on you.
Whoa, hold, hey! No one talked to me that way. I give 110%.
All right, stop ad-libbing, Lou. And it's time now to move on to the Frosty Palace scene where. Does Peter King have any role in here? I don't think he does.
You mean the Mexican Peter King?
Hey, Zuko. Hey, Zuko, I got a surprise for you. Let's move on. Danny, please begin the Frosty Palace scene.
Hi, Sandy. Light of my life.
That's not Lou.
Oh, sorry. Jack came in for a minute.
No.
Hi, Sandy.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
That's good. Hey, Sandy, I've been waiting for you for a long, long time now.
No, he says
I got to do it again.
Jesus.
Hey,
I'm a professional.
No kidding, not much for reading.
That's good. Hey, Sandy, I've been wanting to talk to you for a long time now.
What about?
What about that night at the bonfire?
Freddy, my love. Sorry. Danny, you have more lines there.
Oh, I was thrown off. It was that
weird. Turn the page.
I am, but you just start singing.
Freddie, my love.
I mean, the way I acted, I was terrible. I mean, it wasn't really me. Some skinny guy. I mean, it wasn't me. You know that? I mean, it was me, you know.
What?
But it wasn't me. And you see, Sandy, I got this message, right?
We got an image. You have an image. I got this image.
Oh, I got this image, right? And I got a sort of.
Well, that's why I'm so glad that Tom's such a simple person, you know.
Simple, right? A little skinny guy, no brain, no brawn. You know, look at that.
No. Lou, he says too bad his brains are in his biceps. He's making fun of him for being a meathead. Lou, is that a problem for you?
Yeah, you trying to say something about me? I'm a professional, and I give 110%. I'm nice to everybody. I give respect.
Lou, you're fired. Let's try this scene with Christopher Walken. All right, let's start over again. Okay?
Let him in. Let this Christopher Walken
in. In fact, let's just, you know what? Better yet, let's just go. Let's get Chris in here.
Hello.
Chris.
Someone call my name.
Can we just start over again and take this from the top, Amy and Chris? Is that okay? Can we do that again?
I can do it.
Let's just try it. Chris, you ready to go? You're going to play the part of Danny, okay?
I'm here.
And hopefully Todd can read better as Chris Walken. Let's go ahead and see how this goes. So, first of all, a little bit of a Love Is a Many Splendored Thing with a beach scene. Christopher Walken and Amy together on the beach.
I want to dance.
No, you're not talking yet. Just a minute. Okay. Sandy, are you ready? And action.
I'm going back to Australia. I might never see you again.
Hey, don't talk that way, Sandy.
But it's true. I just had the best summer of my life, and I have to go away. It isn't fair.
Kiss.
Give me sugar.
Kiss.
Danny, don't spoil it.
Not spoiling it. Sandy, only making it better.
Danny, is this the end?
Of course not. Only the beginning.
Oh, I think we found a winner, ladies and gentlemen. As Chris Walken gets the grease out and starts spreading it through his hair, I want to hear Chris Walken sing Grease. Chris, could you get into the character and do some Frankie Valli for us?
I'm going to try. I saw my problems. I see the light. We got a couple of something. Got to treat them right. There ain't no dancers. Nobody's here dancing. Going too far. Gotta believe it now. We can be who we are. Grease. Grease is the word.
That'll do. Thank you. Let's move on to another scene. Moving right along. I'm trying to think of another character that I do.
How about Ned Yost?
No.
What's that noise?
Hey, everybody, this is Peter King. Hey, Zuko, I got a surprise for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sandy!
Danny?
What are you? What are you doing here? I thought you were going back.
To Australia.
I'm getting there. I was a dramatic pause.
Sorry.
I thought you were going back to Australia.
We had a change of plan.
I can't. Hey, that's cool, baby. I mean, you know how it is. Rocking and rolling, whatnot.
Danny?
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me, baby? What's the matter with you?
What happened to the Danny Zuko I met at the beach?
I do not know. I mean, maybe there's two of us, right? Why don't you take out a missing persons ad? Try the yellow pages. I don't know.
You're a fake and a phony, and I wish I'd never laid eyes on you.
Whoa. Whoa, wowie, wow.
You know, I think you should do, whoa, You should. Isn't that the way it should be?
Whoa,
There you go. Exactly. Let's transition now. Moving right along to the Frosty Palace scene. With Danny at the jukebox with Sandy. Danny, take it away, action.
Hi, Sandy.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Well, that's good. Sandy, I've been wanting to talk to you for a long time now.
About what?
Well, you know, Night of the Bonfire.
Freddie, my love.
I mean, the way I acted, I was terrible. I mean, it wasn't really me. I mean, it wasn't me. You know what I mean? I mean, ow! It wasn't me, of course, but it wasn't me. It was me. And you see, Sandy, I got this image right. Hold on. I got it. I got the sorta.
Well, that's why I'm so glad that Tom's such a simple person, you know.
Simple's right. I mean, too bad his brains are in his biceps.
Jealous, are you?
Oh, jealous. Oh, come on, Sandy, don't make me laugh. Ha ha ha.
Well, what have you done?
Oh, come on. I can run circles around these jerks. Oh,
I believe it when I see it.
I can dance. Ho, 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 ho.
And ladies and gentlemen, that concludes tonight's episode. Very nice, gentlemen. Let's give yourselves a round of applause. I like it. Very good. Nice work.
Well done.
Well done,
Christopher.
Much, much, much better.
Good times.
Christopher, a much better job than Lou. Lou is fired. He may never be on this show again. Chris, would you like to say goodbye?
I'll say it. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, buddy. Take care of yourself. And Amy, you too, baby doll.
Bye.
Who was making the slurpy noises?
That was frightening. That was weird. That was weird.
Very nice. I think we may have found a new segment.
I think so.
Could be wrong. I don't know for sure. I might be good. Actually, I think we're going to do Grease one more time the next time we do it, and then we'll move on to other movies. I've got a great idea for Grease, a couple of good ideas for Grease. I think you probably know where I'm going with this. We'll discuss it in our post-show meeting. And meanwhile, I believe we should take a... It's very hard not to talk like Christopher Walken after you've heard him doing Grease for 10 minutes.
Hello. Lord.
Unbelievable. Man, I tell you.
Unbelievable. Oh,
awesome.
Did you hear at the end, there was a couple of little faux pas there that were very innuendos, I think, more than anything. Let's see here. There's only one, I guess. I thought there was two, but this line from Danny was very intriguing. Oh, come on. Okay. Oh, come on. I can run circles around those jerks. So in the same sentence, we have come on, circles, and jerks. Anybody with me? Anybody with me? Anybody?
I don't get it.
Todd?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I know the listening audience is, because I know the level of brain right out there is just like mine in the gutter. Really? You don't get it? Really? Really?
Are we supposed to understand?
Get it.
Okay. Right. Of course you don't. I know why you guys don't get it, because you're both...
I'm a Christian person.
I know.
I'm a Christian person.
That was a long time ago.
It was.
Yeah, it's like 20 years ago, back when Todd was in his 30s.
Yeah, your balls hadn't dropped.
I'm a Christian person.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian person.
It's pretty clear that they...
Don't do it anymore.
Hey, Amy.
Goodbye.
Goodbye to you too, baby doll.
Goodbye.
Hey, Todd, what's this woman saying?
Many times shoes fell in toilet, put them back on feet, ran marathon.
that was great. It was it episode one of... No, wait. What the hell? What show was that? Was it episode season four, episode one of Breaking Bad? Ladies and gentlemen, Matt and I are now... Real quick, before we take a break, we are now in the same viewing spot of Breaking Bad. He has caught up to me. I slowed down. He caught up. We're both in season four. The rest of the world is in season five or totally lost, okay? But we are now together watching the same episodes and able to talk about each episode as we watch them, which is great, Matt, as we discussed before the show started.
It's such a big deal in our world.
It is. It is.
You have no idea.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's very nice. We got to... Actually, even when we had lunch last week, we still weren't quite caught up, so we had to be careful. We were close, but...
Yeah, but we got to talk about all of the stuff leading up to it, because we were only, like, what, three episodes apart or something like that?
Yeah, just about three episodes apart. Well, now we're caught up, and I don't remember now, was it episode four? It may have been the last episode of season three with the Asian guy.
I think you're right.
Okay, and I texted you about it because it's funny. It goes right along with this whole thing and not being able to understand what they're saying. It was Private Detective Mike, wasn't it, that was breaking into this place. And it, long story, but to make a long story short, he comes across an Asian man, and there's an Asian female in the other room, and he says, ask her if she's still there. So he says something in some Asian language, and she starts in the other room rattling off for like 15 seconds, just like this right here. And it was like, she went on and on. And then she stops, and Mike, the PI, looks at the Asian guy, and the Asian guy goes, she says she's there.
She says yes.
Yeah. And it was so funny, because it was classic. It was right in line with the Asian woman there, or the Asian woman that I sat next to in Fenway Park. So
that's right.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and take a break, because Matt, I know you're excited about this. We've got just enough time to do it. Even though I played a parody song on last week's show, you know I like to keep things mixed up, but that was an old parody song we did on the show a long time ago. I have a brand new parody song that I had to get done this week and play this week on the show, because it's the timing factor. So I think you're going to like it. I hope you're going to like it. I hope so. I hope you like it. I hope I don't let you down. Let's take a break and come back with my latest parody song. We will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Drivers on the phone.
driver's on the phone. I'd like to pick a bone with drivers on the phone. If you just hang up and drive, we might get home alive. Menace on the road, there's a loser on the phone. His mouth is running like a drone. Pick milk up on the way, get Timmy to his play. My safety could depend on gabbing with your friends, driving on the phone. Yeah.
Good morning, this is K5.
This girl is talking to her man. They're making dinner plans. She ran into a van and hit a homeless man. If you just hang up and drive, we might get home alive. Morons on the road.
Now return to the Brad Westmar Show.
Matt, still rolling about Christopher Walken there in the background.
Gosh. Yeah. I cannot keep it together. My face just hurts.
Oh, I know. It's great. Because it's funny. People don't understand that you know, for as hard as you might hear us laugh sometimes on the air, we're holding back about 90% more of it. So
yes.
It makes your cheeks and face hurt. So, all right, here's the deal. Here's my song. By the way, Matt, a lot harder for me to get back into the captain's chair today because Todd has a whole bunch of stuff piled up over here, and I think
we're moving.
We're leaving. The drums are still under the studio table, and never mind. Anyway, I want to get back to my show or my song here. I want to get back to my show too. I'm kind of all over the place today. here's the deal: we're Kansas City Royals fans. We're here in Kansas City. And it's been another rough year. No big surprise. And there's really not a whole lot to look forward to. I've still been watching the Royals, still been hoping they can win, still looking for some bright spots, you know, things like that. And there's really only one thing to wait for, really. I don't know why I'm still watching them. There's a part of me that just says, just stop watching and just, you know, remind me when it's September 1st. Because that is when the games begin again, and we have a chance. That is when they bring up the minors, right? September 1?
Yeah, right. September call-ups.
Yep, September call-ups. And that's what we're looking forward to right now. I mean, we've been trying to get Will Myers up here, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're not doing it. They're obviously going to wait now until September call-ups. So we've got September call-ups to look forward to, and that's really about it right now. Would you agree, Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this particular thing inspired me to do this song, and as I said, it's kind of a timely thing, and we've got some big plans for our next show, which will be our Elvis Death Day show next week, which I know you're looking forward to. And so here is my song about waiting on September.
The Royals suck once again. I'd really like to see some wins. Wake me up when September begins.
Yep.
Will Myers is progressing fast. We should have traded Frenchie's ass. Wake me up when September begins. Rotation's down the drain again, and Melky's an all-star. Royals fans are pained again, but that's just who we are.
It's true.
As I think of Broxton's breasts, I know that deal still has a chance. Wake me up when September begins.
Yeah, we got a little bit more to go here.
Kick it in with some guitar, yeah. Summer here is over fast. The pennant race, it never lasts. Wake me up when September begins. Bring on the rooks again. Help this nightmare start to end. Wake me up when September begins. Bring it on home. Hosmer's LASIK's going bad. His BA's dropping fast. Hochaver is our ace. How long can this crap last? Because our memory serves us well, the our time crap can go to hell. Wake me up.
Thank you.
When September begins.
Thank you.
Yep. Hang on. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you. We got a soundtrack. You know, it's happening.
That was a really good one.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I knew you'd appreciate it. Because we're both in the same boat when it comes to our Kansas City Royals. So
yes,
man.
At least I only have to see them lose to the Twins.
That's true. You don't have to watch it the way I do. That's true. Occasional wins lately. It's all or nothing with the poor Royals, and I don't want to talk about sports right now. But we got Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football Draft to do here. We're going to be doing that like right before the season begins here on September, right there, that September 5th week or whatever it is. And my brother offered to be in it. I don't know if I want him in it, though. So I haven't decided yet if I want to. I don't know. You think so? I guess so. We could have
him. Yeah, I think we should do it.
All right.
He's legendary now. We did read his material on the show.
That's true. That's probably true. All right, I'll strongly consider it. That's probably not a bad idea then. And should we just call it good then if Brandon's going to be in?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Which I haven't talked to him lately about that either, but that's another story. So it'd be Todd, you, me, Brandon, Brian, and call it five and call it good. What you're
we can
thinking.
Do that. I can see if Stacey wants to do it too.
Okay, well then.
She loves that kind of stuff.
Okay, but as long as she can be available to draft or at least get a list together, I guess. So
yeah.
Okay.
No, We'll get her up here.
Okay, sounds good. And then next week on the show, we will be doing our Elvis Death Day anniversary show. Some great things planned for that. Some different things, I think. I don't recall if last time we did any Elvis facts, but I've got some really weird, crazy Elvis facts to tell you about. Because I love to educate Matt about Elvis. Matt, I've been educating you about Elvis for, 20 years or more, right?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's going to be great. And some other things to go along with that. And Todd, just don't forget to come back, okay? I know you're leaving here soon to go see your friends Bruce and Steve and, yeah. Okay, tell Adrian I said hi.
And, I will.
Okay, good. And Matt, quick, three things. You ready?
I'm ready.
Do it.
Number one, much to Brad's chagrin, he morphs into a combination of Peter King and Ted Mann while on the road.
Not sexy at all.
Number two, Brad, I've got it narrowed down to four finalists for your alternate universe nickname.
Okay.
Rebradment, Brad placement, Substabrad, or Bradstitute. You'll think about it.
I will think about it and get back to you.
All right, number three, Christopher Walken absolutely stole the first episode of Westmar All-Star Theater.
I would completely agree with that. Thank you very much, Magic Matt, and we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. See you then.
Absolutely. Going to be a good time. Todd Sheets, thank you, of course, our executive producer. And I hope you get plenty of help moving this thing in the middle of the night sometime. But we'll talk to you. Don't forget to come back. Promise. Okay.
I promise.
I am Brad Westmar, thanking you for joining us. And we will talk to you next week. Thank you and good night.